I just rocked up, nipped into Peacocks, and look what it'll come out as. I mean, it's just, I mean, that's what dreams are made of.
So it's not your first time in Birmingham. You were here in April, we tell me, on a Sunday, yes. Back in Calamity Jane not so long ago. What is it that keeps dragging you back to the city?
Do you know what I said before? I had an interview before. In this business, you do a lot of touring and you visit an awful lot of towns. Now, towns are towns, but I always say it's the people that make the town. And that's exactly what it is with Birmingham. They're just really lovely. And it's nice. It's not like London, where if you go down to a shop and you talk to the shopkeeper and it looks as if you've killed the firstborn. It's just nice to go and have... It's just, they're just lovely people.
Is it a little bit strange the way it's split? Because obviously you've done a huge number of West End shows, touring shows, and you get sort of your 4 weeks rehearsal and you go straight, and it's very much focused on that show. But with Panto, with things like this, obviously you're doing stuff now, and there'll be a good few months before you do big things like this again. Which way do you prefer it? Do you prefer sort of fast and quick, so to speak, or...? There's a question for a Saturday morning.
Well, listen, that's definitely woken me up. Do you know what? I think variety is a spice of life. And I love, and it always keeps you on your toes. So when you do shows that are so fast-paced, it's brilliant because you learn quicker. And then there's also there's other shows that you do where you take time and discover new things. I think they both work just as well. And the thing is, I've got to keep working. I keep getting so many animals. So I'm doing this for chicken feed. That's what I'm doing this for. I can't share the other shows that I'm doing. Next week I'll be filming, and that's even faster. There's a quick read through, and then you straight in front of the camera, and then massive variation.
Nice to mix it up a little bit and not do the same thing all the time.
Oh, God, I get bored dead easy, do you?
I do, incredibly easily. So it's always just throw something different in there, see what happens. And that's the beauty about pantomime as well. John was saying earlier that, you know, you've got a script and you follow your script, but you find night after night the show changes a little bit, it goes off on a tangent some way. Is that something we can expect with Dick Whittington? There's room to do that?
You know, there's always room to do it, and that's the great thing about live theatre, isn't it? You know, when things go wrong on stage or when something magic happens that night, it does vary every single night, and you can't beat live theatre for that. And that is the thing that keeps families coming back, you know, year after year after year, because it is that something that everyone shares, and that's the magic of theatre. I feel like I've just given my Miss World speech. I apologise, but it's true.
Congratulations, you've won the title.
Thank you.
Just before we get back to the show, remind everybody, you were obviously discovered is probably the wrong word, but first came to the public eye on TV, and then played Nancy and Oliver.
I actually went for Joseph and it just didn't work out.
Did it not? I can see that at work.
The loincloth. Surprised well, it did not go with Spanx.
Did it not?
No, I'm quite shocked. I thought it would have done.
And equal opportunities. Equal opportunities if no one's got... Maybe in the future. Maybe that's the next role. People discovered you on there. And it's a question... I spoke to Lee Mead a few months ago.
Yeah.
Talking to him about his album tour, and obviously he's in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang here as well. And he said that he felt quite a responsibility in a way. Do you sort of get that feeling as well, where you think, do you know what, as much as... you invest yourself in every show you do. Do you get that sort of feeling that people are there and thinking, I remember her, I'm going to watch for her?
Do you know, of course you do. And even when, you know, people come and meet you at stage door and they go, oh, I voted for you. I just can't thank them enough. I can't thank them, you know, the world twice over, as I say. But I say obliged, but I've wanted to be on the stage since I can remember when. So they have no qualms that I will roll up my sleeves, but I'll say roll up my fairy wings and just get stuck in, because it's a brilliant business. And I do revel in actually singing and I say dancing. Let's put it down to movement.
Bopping around.
Movement of a certain choice. And I just love it. I just love it. So I do feel obliged, but I just can't thank people enough who voted.
So talk to me about the show then. Who do you play in the show? It's fairly obvious from the massive fairy costume, but tell me about your part in Dick Whittington.
I was actually going to play the genie. I think I've come to the wrong one. No,
just run, let's go.
No, I am. I'm Fairy Bow Bells. So I'm the magic giver. I create magic with and this is the thing, isn't it?
The most sparkly wand.
Oh, it is extraordinary. There are drag queens across the world screaming for this, but I.
You could sell that after. You want to keep that?
It's on eBay right now.
Sorted.
Yeah. Okay. But no, do you know what I love? It's you know, when you've done Panto before, it is the laughter from the kids, it's the laughter from the families. And when you're wearing a big frock like this, you just can't go wrong, can you?
They're always going to be smiling. Tell us a bit about working with John and the Crankies as well. Is that something that I'm imagining laughs from day one?
Oh, it is, isn't it? And that's a great thing. It's, do you know, I'm not doing Chekhov. I'm not, you know, slitting my wrist and, you know, it's fun. It is absolute fun. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. It's kind of, Christmas is a rather stressful time of year, I think, for most people. And I just think the relief of having fun in what you do is the best way. And same for families.
Do you think it's just a release, just sitting there for 3 hours and just going, oh, I'm not going to think about anything, we can just laugh along?
Well, you'll have to come along and tell me.
Okay. Couple of questions from the listeners as well, on Twitter. Said. Right, so April from Hal's Owen says she is your biggest fan, although a lot of people have said that. She thinks that she's seen everything from Oliver onwards that you've been in.
Really?
Really, that's a lot of things.
Silly girl. So she got a discount on tickets.
She could have done it if she'd have given you a tweet or something. She wonders what your favourite show's been to be in over the years.
Shows are like kids. You can never really tell which one your favourite, but you always do. There is little bits of every single show. Nancy was extraordinary. Calamity Jane was so much fun. I just did Annie and playing Miss Hannigan, playing the evilness. Tell Me the Sunday was brilliant. They actually, all of them. And Spamalot again, Campus Anything. All of them, I have like little special moments, like One Man, Two Governors was a brilliant transformation for me, you know, to go and working with the National Theatre and such a phenomenal play by Richard Bean. But it's just continually evolving and working, and I like them all.
Do you tend to find that you at some points during the year, you get 5 minutes to just stop and take stock of what's happened over the last 12 months?
I've not stopped. I don't stop. I'm scared. If I do stop, what would happen? Yeah. I might go feral.
You never know. Ian and Martin, sorry, on Twitter, say, your career has developed a huge amount outside of theatre now. Do you still feel that, you know, with all the TV and all the radio and that sort of thing, that when you step back on the stage, that kind of feels a bit like home?
It is, like I said before, it's the magic of theatre, and that I do enjoy it and I do revel in it. So, as Dorothy said, there's no place like home. Now give me them slippers.
See what you did there. Lisa as well. Lisa said you've done both West End shows and touring shows as well. What do you prefer the process of? Do you prefer being in one place in the West End doing one show or going around the country on tour?
Both. The great thing was we were doing One Man, Two Governors in town, and it was the time when the Olympics were on, and it's the only time I could get home at the weekend to see my family and my dogs. So I do enjoy it. I love touring and going to all the towns. So no, I do enjoy both, really. I'm easily pleased.
Well, this is as long as you're easily pleased, you're sorted in life, aren't you?
In life, you know, just hope for a happy meal voucher and
jobs are good
and a train journey. I mean, that's what
bus fare home, like Jim Bowen said.
Oh, bus fare home.
It's all you need. Final question then: why should people that are listening right now make Dit Whittington their choice for pantomime this year?
Why shouldn't they? There is no reason not to. If you want fun and frivolous humour in your life, then book a ticket today.
And massive frocks as well.
And massive frocks. It's not that big, is it?
It's a decent size.
It's just my backside.
It's a decent size for people to take notice of in the street.
Is that my backside?
No, the frock.